language to be able to read, study it.
Everybody got a workbook. Who doesn't have a... Okay, hopefully take some... Okay, if you've got a workbook, please get it out. Hopefully we'll be able to take a few notes for work tonight. Just to start us off, who doesn't know anything about James? I'm good. Well, just before we start off, I just to note quickly, you've probably got a copy yourself. You haven't, you may have seen this, your workbook, obviously, study. I know it's exciting that I'm moving chairs. Look over here and look up. This is what we can come and watch pack up afterwards. But these notes, they are designed slightly different. Conference study week, they're quite a lot, because what we want you a good overview why he wrote the letter and what it sums to a lot more depth. So rather than, you know, give you lots of those big concordance, we don't want all of that. We have a rough overview, quite a lot of, you already know a bit. So it's the approach. If you haven't looked through, you to read that. I've got it up here, what page, but it's not overly to look up and write out what the, there's a few basics, a few colouring as well, like Bible mark and little box Bible. That's quite a simple, hopefully too daunting. So what we're going to do, and Dave Bow is going to, for the first half, just put your hand up, you know, but who is already, they know the James, they are letter. There's not too many we're going to start about who James, how we know it was, and then discuss a little his background. So open up your workbook. You can go through the little later time, but come across to this. So get them open, turn it up. Tonight, if you want to, and work, you fill it and go, but it's taste the background. So that later on, we're down your own room study. You're not opening it up. Well, what do I have? You're going to turn, it's going to be four. You're going to go, I spoke about it. I remember there are four. I know which one of them wrote that, and you may not write it at least a little bit. So to start us off, on our first part talking about. Now, you may or may not be aware, there are actually four Jameses along a row. Start the code. Along the row, can quote and read. We want to find out who the... Because as find out, if you get a letter from someone, you read that well and know who its relationship was brought up. Otherwise, it's just from... So Matthew 4, 21, what does that say? So that James' son... Now, here's an entry in the notes. It might be quite useful. The notes about age 5, roughly when more later on. Not the notes, but the note... No, a letter was written. The letter was in about 80-40, but he died in 80. So it's highly unlikely he wrote in the grave. He's off the... Right, who's the next? So that James, son of Alfie. He might write of... But I can tell you right now, absolutely no further. It's completely... So when told that he did... Later, we'll figure on. But, okay, James of Alfie could be him. Ssorry, 15, verse 25, you don't end it up, but it's the little... So James, the... Now, no one... If that's quite a... Or if it's a bigger, more... And there was another James. We don't really know what challenge height to... But James, the little... Right, fourth James, Heavenly Father. So James, brother of James. Now, as you, it's right from, we said his proper brother of the work backward, find out, to print it, jump forward and stay with me, because I get to come over to Acts chapter 4. Do they know about the Jerusalem? Good, Jesus smile. Okay, you're not aware. Circumcision was a really, one of it was, you know, there were men saying, you have to be, else you're not going to, throughout countless cities. And they followed the boy and they didn't. Now, this got so bad that at one stage, the main, and they had a conference to be a rowdy mob, where, you know, the Pharisees, Jews follow Christ, and they're all coming to of a bash up. They're passionate, they've been presiding over, they present their to one man called James. So, in verse 6, Acts, we won't take, go through all the apostles and elders. The matter of 5, the whole issue of circumcised people to be. Now, Barnabas Paul gives them 12, how they've gone through the Gentiles, and amazingly, which proves you don't need. Now, there was obviously quite a lot of, because it's after held there, a lot of argument, and they all start flaring up. And then in verse 13, after held there, James, man and hearken unto, and James, whoever he is, we discover, this is actually words and phrases written by another man called, you have to, it appears in only, now that's interesting, he called beloved in 3, and he starts off by saying, hearken brethren as well. So straight away we see, now I think this one, he talks about, he was obviously can turn right around, chapter 5, he's, verse 19, where my sin, that trouble not which are from among the, but seems to imply this was the Lord's brother. How he got, it's an amazing, not start out part of the evidence, it's a colouring act, but the page, it helps show James brought up in a family within the space of that 7 times he was brought up following the Lord, being taught, follow the Lord, saying, whoa, saved by faith. So something dramatically changed. Right. Suppose it's the brother of the Lord to yourself, and later at home, just try and imagine from, I mean, I have made a difference. Okay, here it starts getting. What we want to look at is what it was like for James, and what is it that he writes to. So, brief look over to Matthew 13 and verse 5. This is where we found out a few places where, if it wasn't a few odd places, we'd actually, because we often think, but what we realize is that his ministry started when they must have helped in the. And Matthew 13, verse 5, he struggled to. Because he was, you know, suddenly became filled as some famous, like we know him. And that's how they said, 54, they were astonished. Whence this means mighty work. When, you know, to go on, broken. He worked carpenter, what I told him, he suddenly be. And they said, 5, isn't carpenter's son? And his brethren, are James, Joseph, and. But that implies, in other places, I just want you to lock that thought. So he's probably going to be the son that his brethren, and they speak. They probably. Now, when we look up a couple of. On the page, the idea of this, if you flick it over to verse 12, you find out the word praise Christ, it is. Oh dear, it's really awkward, I think. Oh, that's not. I'd far rather have a quote than have one. Right, John chapter 2, verse 12, just after Christ is done, it says, verse 12, after this, and his mother, the eunuch, they went, they preached, he backed up, and they followed him. If you look over pages to John 7, we'll go there a little bit. So come Psalm 6, because I think quite an amazing quote. This is actually by David, but a prophecy of what's going to happen in Christ's life. David said, filled by Christ's life, 8, I come, stranger unto my brethren, alien unto I'm a stranger, mother's. It's not like his brothers who is. And it says, verse, zeal of thine occurred over time. This isn't. And someone's there with a crowd. Our Lord, there's some. They're not in preaching, getting. Who aren't even. Who actually think they were beside him. To take away. But just rushing from. You're not his mother. Long suffered it. Just write yourself a little. The family, not with. They've removed. Now, place that I'm to go to now is John chapter 6. That's the quote. Out of the quote, that's the quote that proved the brother of the Lord. John 7. So, John chapter 7, this bit of trouble, Jews, they're seeking his brethren at the stake. But in verse 3, brethren, Christ, depart into thy disciples, see the work thou doest. Writing an E, the RSV. They say, how about go to your disciples, words colour it. For then no man doeth any himself. If you show yourself so far here in the country, you are the Christ, do what you think the Christ would overthrow, set up the kingdom. His brothers say you do it as well. That hopefully, if you call Jane a little later, don't just be, it's all about action. Don't say you're this, be really active. And lo and behold, a group of brothers, Jess, the elder James, probably this, come to Christ and say, don't say you'll do it. That while Christ was there. He wasn't there to overthrow the right. And those would later teach, he was right. You had to live faith in Christ's place. Now, this part here, hopefully if you go through this, you'll find out, it start off with, there's quite a few in the way. They then actually stop just and cast aside, just set up the kingdom. People doubt and want, you've obviously got. They're at such a the zeal and faith of God and alienating. James was the eldest of that, was probably few. When we go to Acts, I'd love this box because this a couple of. And why. Now, this is a note, so just. We suggest, by we, I should say, all the. There's a couple of reasons, just a few ideas. We haven't elaborated. There's no mention of anyone, no Gentile, before Paul's great missionary. There's no mention of. And because that was like where they dealt to the. And you have to be. It's about following. They had a. That probably. It got them in Galatians. Also, there's some Bible mark, the language of James. So James doesn't quote Christ, but he. A final thought, and finally find out who exactly the clue is in calls himself here, a servant of God and of Lord Jesus. But remember, James posed, he's now the whole ecclesial world. So like we're amazing, and he says, 12, so he's writing to rail, not, he's writing to the scattered, which scattered the belief. No! So the Acts 8, it's probably a good, he basically persecuted the thing that drove him around. Now it's very interesting. I'm writing to you, Cuted. Count joy when you fall, because it's all 100. He opened his lip, and James starts off on it. I will say now, and we can. But hopefully, appetite. I know we may not. You have a rough idea of why we've. Harry grew up, and well, what we might do.
Printer 8 paper. That's what happens when you don't have any paper, and you try and use notepad paper. So it doesn't work. And then I tried to hook it up to another print of God, and the software that was downloaded. So I'm going to be working on my laptop. I don't need that. No. So we've run through how this night's going, everything good. Is there another PowerPoint? Sorry, look, I was going to do this break when pizza. Oh, no. Nice. Now you're probably going, well, Dave, Des pretty much done most of the back. What exactly are you? But thankfully, left me table. Okay, so Des has run through a whole lot of things for us so far to get us to the point where we're at. A brilliant point. I mean, if we can, basically, where we want to go from here is, I want to run through together with this table because to get a really good understanding of exactly where James in, what Des has done. But by the end of tonight, we actually want to have a more of a personal view from James' view as why the letter was and how what inspired it, why he wrote it, and how he got to that point. But let's work the table. As you see, the life change. James undergoes a major in his life, following box. So there's three things we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at James during Christ's life, Christ alive him. After resurrection, Christ. Thirdly, while he near Cleary in Acts. So if someone wants to look up John 7 verse, and where were we up to? Do you want to start with verse, read around verse, and if you don't want to read, just knock the person. We're at verse of John 7, verse 6. Okay, so this is already. What's James? Basically, going to write a couple of things in there to try and point and how he sees. Throw up some ideas, suggestions. Yep, acting about. Yep. So he's wanting to act. Perhaps doesn't actually understand. He's been saying things but and not repurpose that he had. All right, let's go to John 19, verse 25. It does say in verse as well that I would say that means Jews are surrounding himself with. Okay, John 19, verse 24. Okay, so what do you think we can... There are some others. What do you think those verses tell us about the time Christ was... Oh, right, yeah. Just write that in under that. That's good. Okay, look, you can't be dogmatic about it, just it doesn't... I actually don't really... But you can't be definite. It doesn't say he's there, but there's a whole lot of things that he's not there. Talk about later, which I actually might talk about a pizza now. I just want to look up two more quotes. Let's look up 1 Corinthians 15, verse 7, and Galatians, verse 9. So let's go to Corinthians, and this will really set the second half of the night. Okay, if we can get the next verse 7, please. There's obviously some text to that. When you're going through it at home, you probably then go, oh, hang on, what's thing about? Look at the couple of verse 4, and what would bind? Okay, so it's talking about Christ's resurrection, and then it's like an order of people. That something that's really interesting is that it mentions certain people alone, and which I found. You see there at Cephas, Peter, and then there's a group. Oh, sorry, then of 12, so a group of people. After that, he was 500 brethren, so another whole group. After that, he's seen of James, his own. Then of all the apostles, so another group. There's some people chose alone to James that Jesus Christ raised dead, and he went to perhaps some idea. Okay, so Jesus appears to James on his own. Let's go to Galatians 2, verse 9. Okay, and if our next reader can read that. Galatians 2, and could the next reader read verse 12? Okay, so what are some grab Galatians 2, verse 9 and 12 about James? He was a pillar. Yeah, what was the he gave the right hand. Yeah. So what can you then perhaps come to about James? Yep. Okay, yeah, and obviously. And then it says also there in verse 12 that he actually sent men, situation he actually then as well. So there's basically the three areas we've got. We've got during his life, there was seems as though he wasn't, during Christ's life, James was awe about exactly what Christ was about and how to go about it. Then we see that Christ raised the dead and met James on his own before James. And then later on in 1 Ecclesiastes, see James working in that family he now belongs part of in Christ and working hard and really devoting his. And come back after dinner. We're going to explore everything tonight and try and pack it all up in one story almost that will take away the bit of an understanding of this whole background of James so that when we go away in chapter 1, it will help us see where James is coming. Before we do have dinner, we'll start off, Steve. How was the Coke? Nice? Yeah? Do you know there's a new machine and you get the Coke bottle out of the machine and you open it, drink it, and then you lid back on, turn it upside down and they're like a frozen Coke? Yeah? Yeah? It's like a new machine they've got. Yeah. Yeah, that got it. All right, first of all, grab your pen. Grab a pen. Everyone hold a pen up in the air. Everyone got a pen? Good. Now get your notes and open it up to the back of the notes. Last page, white, or the front, whatever you want, and write your name on it. Because what will happen is, it'll happen at study week, you're going to put your notes somewhere and you're going to forget where you'll never get them back. So make sure you got your name in there. Really important. Right, once you've done that, pick up your notes by the binder, by the spine, and squeeze it together so that your pages don't fall out, like mine did the other night. No, serious. Because see how you got to find where there's like the join in the spring. Find that, squeeze it together, otherwise your back or your front page will fall out and really need to get back on. Trust me. And I don't have very good eyesight. Have you done all that? Have you done that? Yep. All right. Then go to chapter 1. It'll feel a little housekeeping thing. Go to chapter 1 where you can see this. Go to there. James, you got it? This is more just we would like to know. Go to there. Now then turn chapter 1. And who says chapter 1 recap? Much me. Oh, yours does as well? Does it? Oh, 2 out of 3. He ain't bad. My chapter 1's in backwards. So just wanted to see how much money we get back. So no one else goes chapter 1 straight to recap with feet? Raise your hand. Oh, you can't. Jake can't raise his hand. No, so go chapter 1. And then you turn the page. And should not say that. That's end chapter 1. So hardly anyone does that. Good. All right. No. Just came like that. All right. Beautiful. All right. The other thing is, does anyone know when you're going through the notes, does anyone know what the zipper is? Who? Unraveling. Yeah. All right. So as you go through your notes, take note of what... Take note of what it's saying. So, for example, I'll go back to chapter... Yep, there we go. So James' background, and then we open the zipper. And we're looking at which James is talking about. And down the bottom it says, probably the brother of our Lord. And then you open it up, and it keeps going across. Remember that the zipper goes across the whole way. And then so you got that first point, and you got the second point looking at. So as you go, it's just a little summary down the bottom, then follow. So just keep that in mind. It's pointed out, so you know what you're looking at there. And I think that's... Oh, yeah, and then at the back of each chapter, there's another little summary that you look at as well and have a look about as well. Okay, so what we want to do now, And this is going to be a little bit different, and this sort of won't happen in any of the other nights. But basically what we've already done is we've had a look at a whole lot of different things about the background. We've seen we've seen who wrote the letter. We've seen things around that, so who was the letter written to, around what time was it, and we've looked at the relation between the letter and the person. But what we want to do now is we really want to try and tie all these together by basically pretending that we are James and by living in his shoes, growing up with Jesus Christ, your brother, and then growing into an adult with him and all of these things. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to tell a story. Which might, I don't know whether it will be, but if it's hard to concentrate and you're not concentrating, maybe then you can do something in your notes. If you're not concentrating, otherwise if you are, I recommend try and think about what I'm saying. And as we go, maybe find somewhere to jot down the quotes that I mentioned. Because what I've tried to do is actually show this whole story in the life of Christ and then in the first seizure through the eyes of James. There is a little bit of poetic license as well in some areas, so please forgive me for that. I mean, no disrespect if any is given in anything. And also, I would just like to say as well that all of this totally backed up with Scripture, and I'll show you that as I go. Well, most of it, I can't really do that with James Child. Most of it. So if you want to talk about anything with me, I've got all the quotes, you can do that as well. And then we'll see how we're going through. We might just two other than notes. But as far as the notes go, I think that they're pretty easy to go through and get excited. So now we want to try and bring all this together. And I want you to imagine that you are James. I want you to think about how it would have been like to grow up with a brother like Jesus. You would have a special upbringing. You'd have a very unique situation. He was special. Your mother conceived him by God's power. How well do you get along with your... We all have our difference in life. None of us perfect, are we? We all have our faults. Well, not Jesus. He was perfect. Growing up, you may think he was the one with the problem. James, a while to work out the problem self. As you grow up, mum and dad talk about the law, about the stories of old from the times of Abraham. Jesus, your brother, used to always know the answer. He used to somehow even tell of things you and the others hadn't been taught yet. And he made connections to scripture that even your mum and dad found amazing. He had an amazing knowledge. It doesn't matter how hard you try to understand it, he always knew more than you. As a family, your parents place a lot of important focus on understanding who God is, knowing his law and doing it. It's a great environment. Your brother is always helping everyone, always to know what to say. He constantly prays morning and night and spends a lot of time meditating. You can tell they're special. Although worried for him at first, you'll never forget the day when Jesus was about 12. The family was returning to Jerusalem and realized Jesus not there with you. Luke 2 verse 43 to 2. Mum and Dad eventually found him in the temple after looking for him 3 days. You never were quite sure what exactly happened, but it doesn't surprise you that he was there in the temple talking about scriptures. Mum said he said something we'll never forget. If you wonder what that means, look up. As we got older, you try to be a good older brother to the rest and be a good example and a leader for them. Your brother is really encouraging to you all. As you all get a lot older, his knowledge and wisdom become incomprehensible. Sometimes it's hard to even understand what he's talking about. He quotes the prophet of old and talks about things that you just don't understand. Sometimes he even seems to be a bit erratic almost, and that's from your point of view, of course. There was this one time that you all went to a wedding. He had a really close group of friends that talked about this all the time. As you were leaving the wedding, talking to Jesus' friends about how amazing the wine was at the end of the wedding, they told you how he had water into wine. John 2 verse 11's disciple believed, and that was the wine at the end of the wedding. A good story, you think. You do find it very hard to believe. John 7 verse 5. It was a great time, though, with them. And your brother was becoming such a leader. You follow him to Capernaum and are with him for a few days. Not long after, however, when you all went to Jerusalem, he went into the temple, drove out all the people, pulled down all the tables. He said some things that really upset the leaders. And you tried to warn him and tell him careful, but he keeps going. He starts to get a really big following of people behind him and tell you they are believing him. All your friends start asking questions about him. What's he doing, James? What's all this about? A lot of people are really getting upset by what he's doing. You never imagined that anyone in your family caused her like this. You start to hear rumors of the leaders want to kill him. You try to warn him, tell others that, he's just beside himself. Mark 3, verse 1. Your mum and dad are worried about him, but mum keeps saying that he's okay, he knows what he's doing. I don't have a quote for that, but I do. The situation starts to get really bad. Your brother Jesus and his friends hide in Galilee because if they go near the Jewish leaders, they will kill him. And yet keep talk of his plans, these miracles he is forming. So you pull him aside before you go to Jerusalem feast, and you tell him that he should be doing all of these in private, but down in Judea, so that all can see. If he really does do these things, show the world. Be a man of action and not talk. John 7 verse 5. He sends you away to Jerusalem without him, with a response that again you don't really understand. But you do miss him. You miss him being with you. You're not really sure what happened to your brother. He was so knowledgeable of the law, and keeping it was never a problem for him. Why couldn't he see that he just had to live the law and God would be happy? The hardest thing to ever understand was something he said when you were surrounded by so many others, when he was surrounded by so many others. He was talking about a sower and how difference in different places. You were trying to get to him, but there were so many people. So you send word through the crowd that you and your mother are here. And his response, my mother and my brethren are these here, the word of God. Luke 8 verse 19. His words absolutely shatter you. What could he mean by this? You had always had such a good upbringing, knowledge of God's word. You knew what the scripture said. You kept away from your brother for a little while now. He was busy traveling around with friends anyway. And then the day came. You knew always would. He was arrested. His friends ran away and left him taken. You had tried to warn him something like this would happen. You get the family together and pray for him, wondering if there is anything to do. People you know come to the door and ask about him. Others talk about him, calling him a deceiver. Matthew 27 verse 3. It is such a hard day. It is such a hard time. But you do your best to be a supportive brother. Then the verdict comes and you cannot understand how this is happening. He is your own brother. You pray over and over again. You blame yourself at times for not intervening more. You can't bear to go and see him on that cross. John, a follower of your brother, tells you he will take your mother and be there for both. You spend your time with the rest of the family, encouraging and mourning with them. You don't have to go and prepare the body, as Joseph and another man named Nicodemus doing that. John 19, verse 38 to 30. The next couple of days, spend your time with family, remembering the times of your brother, talking of things he had said. Some of your friends come to visit and they bring up comments said which to you do not make any sense. It's a really, really dangerous time. The leaders are talking about killing any followers of Jesus, your brother. You worry about your family and the friends of your brother who now are sneaking around and not appearing in public fear of the leaders. The next day will change your life forever. It was 3 days after your brother had died. You alone, you are alone, and you hear a warm voice say, it's based on John 20, showed him to, fear not, peace be unto you, it is your brother Jesus. And I can't actually imagine words can actually, in this situation now, when Jesus Christ stands for James, who had just been through all of these things, life, and not fully understanding his brother. So I want you to imagine yourself here. Think of all that has happened, all that he had said, all that James said, all that his brother had said, the lives of brother Jesus. And perhaps in this time, a loving embrace or a loving conversation takes place. The question James has, the answer that Jesus Christ has. From here, you are changed. He helps you to understand so much. He reveals lots of things to you and his friends. He makes clear all the things you hadn't understood you followed him in certain areas. He shows you the importance of the law and how God really wants us to be. It is just like him. You spend 40 days with him, hundreds of others there with you. He does so many things that later his friend John said, all of these things Christ has done couldn't even be written. And that's John 21 verse. And he rises to your God, to his Father. He tells you to wait in Jerusalem, and so you do, and you're there with 120 others. You are constantly talking about the days that you just had with Christ. You talk about the scriptures over and over. You feel so close to people that are there with you. Now a really close family that all love God so much, you've never felt close to God. You watch Peter and those close to your brother lead group, which you see as such an important role. And then the most amazing, the Holy Spirit comes upon. And you watch now as truth grows more and more every day, as people listen to the witness of the believers. If you go through Acts over and over and over again and colour in every time people are added truth, it just keeps happening and it gets thousands, and people just keep coming into family in Christ, in the name of Christ. You grow in your faith and relation with God. Your understanding of things now at such a level, so motivated to live like God and treat others the way you should. The words of your brother come into your mind constantly. You want to help the extended family around you. You want to serve them. You spent so long not understanding your brother, and you now have the utmost praise and respect for him that you want to serve him the best can. As thousands are baptized to your brother's name, the Lord's name, and miracles are formed all over the place, multitudes coming from afar. The Jewish leaders again get angry as they did with your Lord Jesus when he brought a lot of attention. The leaders are filled with indignation and can see that they are losing power. In Acts 8, there's an amazing example of a great leader that is killed. Stephen's name is, and you help to bury him. Acts 8 verse. But this is only the beginning. It gets rapidly worse. A huge persecution begins by the hand of a man named Saul. You see how bad it becomes. Many are being taken away and killed, and yet all of them still praise the Lord and Yahweh. Verse 4 of Acts 8. You see many flee. The brothers of your extended family in Christ Jesus are now scattered all over the place, and yet they are still preaching the word. They are still motivated by the example of the Lord Jesus, but they are all in different situations and surrounded by different trials, problems, influences. Encouragement is definitely needed. And then James either writes through his own inspiration, or perhaps maybe the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to himself and told him to write. We don't know, but he writes a letter. His encouragement and direction speaks of the persecution and how it can be endured, the need to match faith and deeds and act beyond the ritual of the law. He talks about the struggle with riches. He talks about the poor. He talks about the tongue and the way we speak to each other, the way we treat each other. And he ends how important prayer is. Ultimately, now that believers spread out, is to never forget, always remember the example of Jesus and live like him. To live like him is to have God manifestation like God, which is ultimately James' entire theme throughout his whole life. And so this is where we're brought to now. We're brought to a stage where we're just about to start a study of the book of James, from chapter 1 to chapter 4. We can see where James come from. We can see the things that he's learned. And as we go through the chapter, we'll see that there's things that we've already mentioned come out. There are obviously personal lessons that he will actually bring out and teach to others well and help them the problem they're going around the now scattered eclipse. That's really all I had there. But if you want to come the end of the background in notes, you can see there, and I don't think we'll go through it. I think I'll leave it at home or a group of friends. But on page 9 there, we can see we have this activity that we can do, and that is, why was the letter written? Things that I just at the end. And so what you need to do there is you can go through and look at those chapter and verses and actually see the thing James is talking about his letter. So I hope that that's helped. I know it was a But that's what we wanted to do, was sort of bring it to a close at the end, whereby we try and see James throughout his whole life, from a young man to growing up with Christ, crucifixion, and then the resurrection of Christ, Christ appearing, and then amazing transformation. Now he fully appreciates everything his brother did, and so much so that verse says servant, and he goes, encourages others. I think the beautiful thing that I take from that as well is that what Persic Saul really did was it began scattering of the gospel, because in one of the quotes that I mentioned in Acts, chapter 4 of Acts 8, it says that even though they were being persecuted and being scattered, they did it, and they went, but they kept preaching. And ultimately, that's actually what has brought us here now. The gospel continued to preach down to narration and taught, and we are here now. And the beauty of that is actually at that time when it was initially scattered, was James wrote this letter of encouragement first to test. He wrote it as an encouragement to help them. And now here we are, again, the gospel scattered throughout the world, and we're able to take that gospel and read this letter that was intended to encourage others first, which can encourage us here today and to really excel. So continue to go through your notes, and don't stop there. Keep going. Get in chapter 1. Start talking to your friends about it. Have some people around to your house once a fortnight or whatever you do, and do it together. Do it as a group. If you want more things, there's going to be more on the internet than have a look at. There's other notes as well, if you're detailed. Get in, in chapter and verses, do that. Is there any